So it's me. Yes, me. The girl we met at the bar earlier tonight. I just wanted to let you know that I am safely home. I'm really sorry for pulling a Cinderella on you. I mean, I had to leave so quickly. And I know this is silly. My dog just had an emergency and he's fine now, but thank you for putting me in a cab so quickly and giving me some money for it and slipping me your phone number. And this is really silly, but I saw you coming in the bar and you look just so handsome in your business suit. And when I sat down at the bar and ordered that drink, I just couldn't help myself and I just stared at you for a while. I just love watching that glass coming to your mouth and you taking that first sip and that sigh of relief you did, as if you had been waiting all day long for that sweet liquid to touch your tongue. It looks so sensual. And I suppose you noticed me staring because you came over and got me a drink and we started chatting about everything, really. I never really felt a connection like that before, so when you asked me if we could get some fresh air, I accepted, and I was so surprised, but also so happy when you kept my hand in your... When you kept... I mean, oh God, this is so embarrassing to leave this message, but when you kept my head in your hands and you gently kissed me. The sound I made was probably not human. And you started kissing me a little more passionately and you pushed me against that wall. And in that moment, the wall disappeared around me. I just felt like my legs were ready to give in. Fuck, you are such a great kisser. And that's when my handbag started to buzz, and usually I prefer another kind of buzzing, if you know what I mean, but I'm really sorry I had to leave, so I'm just laying in bed and I'm completely naked. I tear off all my clothes as soon as I got home. That's just how turned on I was. So I'm in bed, naked, wishing you had come home with me. Wishing we could have undressed each other. Slowly unbuttoning your shirt. Opening it to reveal your beautiful chest and kissing it. You would unzip my dress and let it fall to the floor, taking in my body. I could have seen you enjoyed what I was wearing underneath it. A lacy black lingerie set with a sheer thong, not leaving much to the imagination. I would have unbuckled your belt. God, I love the sound of a belt being unbuckled. And put it to the side just in case we needed it for later. For me or for you. Who knows? Because after all, I don't know anything about you. Anything about what you love. You would have removed your pants. And I can see that you are ready. Judging by the bulge in your boxer short. And you would have kissed me and pushed me against the wall and kissed me so passionately. One of your hands sliding down my panties, feeling how wet I am for you, gently playing with my clit. Sending shivers down my spine, making me sigh and weak. Oh, and you know how to use these fingers. Yeah, you do. And I would have told you. And I would have whispered to you. I can't wait any longer. I want you to fuck me. I want you to take me. I want you. I want your heart cock inside me. And you would have laughed a little and smiled, that devious smile. But I can see in your eyes, I can see the fire in your eyes, the passion. You just want this as much as I want it. And I would have removed my bra and my thong. And I would have pushed on your boxer short, revealing your heart cock. And I would have taken it in my hands and said, let me guide you to the bedroom. I would have guided you to my bedroom. With your cock in my hand. I would have laid down on the bed. Your gorgeous body above me. Kissing me, my lips, biting my lips, kissing my chest, sucking on my nipples, again, I'm telling you. Long. here. My legs around you. Oh, I can feel your cock pressing against my entrance. I am so wet for you. And you are waiting. Please, I want to feel you inside me. And you would slowly guide your cock inside my tight pussy. With one swift stroke, you are inside me. Not moving at first. Letting our bodies adapt to each other. Oh, such a perfect fit. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. And you start. You would have started to move. Slowly at first, really slowly, slow fucking me, this is driving me wild, so slow, Right now, I'm going slow with my toy too. Oh, I really wish you were there with me. I know you are only there for a couple of days in town, but I hope we will see each other. My hands would have been on your gorgeous ass, following every movement of your hips, my nails digging a little bit harder in it. And I would have told you, I want you to fuck me from behind. I want you to see my gorgeous ass, my round ass. And I can see that you want it too. So you would have rolled me on my belly. I can see that you want to be a little rougher. Mm-hmm. taking my hair in your hand. And pulling a little. Your tongue feels so good on my pussy. Licking my jaws. But I want you to keep fucking me. I need it. I need it so bad. Yeah. Oh, come on. Yeah. Oh fuck. Oh, you feel even better. Oh, yeah, so deep. Oh yeah, baby. Yeah. Both of your hands on my hips, pounding faster. Me playing with my clit. My head pushing the pillow. Yes. My toe is so deep inside my pussy, thinking it's your hard cock. Oh, baby. I want to come for you. I want to come so bad for you. Yes. Pounding faster, oh, faster, telling me you want to come inside me. And I want you to come inside me. Yeah, I do. And you reach to my clit with your hands, cupping my hand with yours and gently following my movement while pounding me, pushing me further on the bed, collapsing completely on top of me. Our body's just making one. Oh, fucking, you are so deep. Oh, so deep inside. You are giving me those long, hard stroke. And I love your moans and your growls. Oh, they drive me wild. Oh, they really do. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Our bodies so sweaty, dripping on each other. So close. Oh, please come with me. I hope that when you're listening to this message, you are stroking yourself. And if you are, I want you to come with me. I want you to come with me in 10, 9. Giving me every last drop of your cum. So, do you think you can call me back and actually do that? Have a good night.